Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We want to let you know that God loves you. We want to let you know, Pastor Boss will be speaking here in a minute. And I want you to know that we love you from the bottom of our heart. But I also want to let you know that without God, I will not be able to stand. Without God, I will not be able to stand. Lord, I need more of you, and I got to have you. Oh, Lord, give me your strength. We need more power, and we need more of you. We can't do nothing without you. Renew me, Lord. Give me more of you. Anointing, Lord, I can do nothing without you. You said you will do whatever you have to do. I need you, Lord. I need you to carry me through my aching pain. Oh, 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 oh. I need you.
Let's give it up for the apostle. Amen. God is in the house. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Getting back to you from World of Faith Outreach Ministry. We bring you greetings. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're going to get into our word, but I'm going to sing just a little bit more of a little song to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Without God, I could do nothing. This is for you, Sue. Without God, I would fail. So I hope you listen. Without God, I would be drifting like a ship. Without a sail. I feel you, Sister Sue. Without God, you would be nothing. Without God, you would fail. Without God, you would be drifting like a ship without a sail. One more time. Without God, we would be nothing. Without God, we would fail. Without God, we would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I felt that in my spirit. Amen. To uplift those, to encourage those that's in God. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit giving me direction for that song for one of the sisters at the church. Amen. But it's for us all. But God said, I want to especially minister to Sister Sue Wall. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that just tuned in, amen, we're coming from the book of James. Amen. And we're going to be coming from the fourth chapter, the book of James. I had the boss alone for a while, amen. Thank God for a break, amen. But I missed y'all truly. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But we're getting ready to get down in the word, amen, because I'm ready to fight the devil. I'm ready for him. Amen. I'm tired of him. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm tired of him sticking his ugly head up. I'm tired of him messing with God's people. I'm tired of him trying to make God's people feel some kind of way. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, the Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier. Fight the good fight of faith. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles of the devil means the tricks, the trade, the schemes, all the things that he has trying to deceive God's people and to make God's people have illusions and thinking that stuff is a truth when it's a lie. Amen. And trying to go out and act like God don't care for his people and that there's no God and that God don't hear us and that God is not for us. But God said, if I'm for you, who can be against you? Amen. He said, I'm more than the world that's against you. Amen. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up, thou shalt condemn. For this the heaven for my people, saith the Lord. That's our heritage, amen. Anything the enemy try to do to us, we can condemn it right now and send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The book of James, those just tuned in, it says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that are worn in your members? He said, now, the things that's going on inside of you is going on because you got lusts in you. You got things that God needs to, you know, get straightened out in us, you know. And he said that these wars and these lusts come from inside of us. You know, they're not coming on the outside, but they come from the inside. It's things that we're dealing with on the inside. That's why David said, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. See, God has to cleanse the heart, amen. And once the heart is cleansed, then the thoughts is going to be cleansed, amen. Then everything that you do and you walk in, amen, and you live in, it's going to be cleansed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says, even of your lust that war to your members. He said, now, the lust that's in you, it's war in your members. You wonder why some people have sexual addictions and people have drug addictions and alcohol addictions and gossip addictions and envious and jealous addictions because they have those lusts inside of them. Those are things that they're dealing with, things they have not let go, things that are stealing them from the world, amen. So we have to ask God to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, amen. That's why he told us to come out from under unclean thing and be separated. He said, then I will receive you unto myself. God cannot receive you unto himself because you're still around uncleanliness. You're still around people that's fighting and gossiping and talking down about people and doing stuff that's ungodly. And idle time is the devil play. And then most of the time we're around liars. The Bible said all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. The liar is the one, amen, which is the father of the lie is the devil. He said, you know what? Whom you serve, that's your master. No man can serve two masters. You're going to love one or hate the other one, amen. You cannot serve God and mammon too. Make up your mind which one you're going to do, because bitter sweet water can't come out of the same fountain. He said blessing and cursing cannot come out of the same mouth. He said these things ought not so to be. He said you bless, amen, God, amen, with your heart and curse men inward in your heart, and you bless God with your mouth. How are you going to do that? You say you love this person, but inward, in the inside of you, you don't love them. Because you said something with your lips, but your heart is far from it. When your heart is in something, you're going to do whatever the heart says do. Your heart's not going to do different from your mouth, and something ain't right. Something ain't lined up then. Your heart and your mouth will be lined up the same way. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you have evil treasure in your heart, the Bible said that's where your treasure is. Wherever your heart is. If you got good treasures in your heart, then that's where your heart is. You can't bring forth a bitter fruit, amen, if you got a good tree. If the tree is bitter, you can't bring forth good fruit. If the tree is good, you can't bring forth bitter fruit. So either the tree is good or you're going to make it bad. It's up to us. And he said what? That you, we have to wear the tree, amen, is no more good if it don't bring forth no fruit. And he said men gather them. He said they what? They burn them. Put them in the fire. That means you ain't got no use for you. You ain't bringing forth no fruit. You ain't bringing forth nothing for God. You bringing forth corruption. What are we good for? We supposed to be the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savior, the Bible says it's no more good. So what are we here for? What kind of fruits are you bringing to the table? Are your fruits corrupt or are your fruits good? He said make the tree good or you going to make the tree bad. Which one you going to do? It's according to your fruits, the fruit of your lips, the fruit of your doings, the fruit of your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in, we had the book of James. Now we're on the fourth chapter, still at the second verse. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot attain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. He said, you know what? You do certain stuff to get what you want. You lust after it. You want it so bad, and then you still don't have it. You do bad stuff to do it. That means you kill for it. That means sometimes we talk down about people, put people down to get what we want or get what we want to have. And then he also said that you can't even, after you get it, you don't even know how to keep it. And a lot of people don't, they ask God for stuff, and when they get it, they don't even know how to keep it. They go back to the devil. They run to the devil with God's blessings. You can't run to the devil with God's blessings. God ain't going to let you sit around here and go on with his blessing, go and serve the devil like you doing. Whom you got it from, that's whom you're supposed to serve. Amen. You ask God for it, so serve God with it. Amen. Glory be to God. Then he says, ye have not because ye ask not. He says, some stuff you don't have because you ain't asked. Like you want to ask for other stuff. Something, oh yeah, you want a car, you want a house, you want money, but you don't want deliverance. You don't want God to get that out of you so you can forgive your brother and your sister. You don't want God to live you from drugs and alcohol and gambling and lying and other things that you're doing. But you want God, you know, amen, to bless you with a house. You want them to bless you with a car. You want them to bless you with a good job. You want God to give you all the things of the world. But what about the spiritual things? Who asking God for spiritual things? You know what I told God, my spiritual thing I want now? I thank God I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven. I said, God, all I want is a peace of mind. That's the best thing to have is a peace of mind, amen. Glory be to God. Everybody's seeking all this worldly stuff, houses and cars and riches and land. But I want a peace of mind, God, I said. I want a peace of mind, God. I want a peace of mind. Get along with everybody. Love everybody. Treat everybody right. Die in peace with everybody. I don't have no enemies. If you say I'm your enemy, that's on your part, but I don't have no enemies. Because I love everybody. I don't have respect to person. I love everybody. Those just tuned in, look at James 4th chapter. We're now at the third verse. It says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it of your lust. He said, you know what? He said, you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. That means you got the wrong motive when you ask amiss. That's what that means. Your motive ain't right. You want it because somebody else got it. You trying to keep up with the Joneses. You trying to be in competition. You jealous. You want to outdo somebody. You want to be seen. You want a pat on the back. You want to be bragged on. You ain't asking God stuff for the right motive. Well, God, if you bless me with this, I'm going to pay the church. I'm going to help the church out. God, I'm going to do this for the church. God, you do this, and when I get out, I'm going to do the church like this, and I'm going to get a church this, and I got the church like that, and I'm going to get in the church, and I'm going to work. I'm going to get in the church, amen. I'm going to pay my tithes, Lord, when you bless me with a job, and Lord, you get in the, when I get a church, and you bless me with a good woman, a good man, I'm going to treat them right, God, and I'm going to serve God. We're going to be in church together, amen. And then when God bless God for other things, and God bless you with a car, you don't even come to church no more. You got an excuse. Now you're talking about the preacher. Now you're talking about how the church is this and that. But when you don't have no car, when you don't have no job, when nobody else looked up to you and wasn't there for you, it was all about the preacher. It was all about the church. It was all about the members. But now they're about the members of the church and the preacher, because you're talking about them now, because you got what you want, because you asked God in the midst. Your motive wasn't right, but God already know what you asked for before you even asked him, because God said, I made the heart, I know it. And he said, it's deceitfully wicked. In Jeremiah 17:9, he said, who can know it? Read it. He said, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? People always want to use that excuse. God know my heart. He shall do. He says, deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? And see, we always want to use them that scripture to fit ourselves. We pervert the word of God to fit us. He said, but in the third verse, he said, you ask amiss so you can consume it with your lust. That means do what you want to do with it. You know when you went up there, well, Lord, if I hit the lottery, if I win the lottery, I'm going to pay the church off. I'm going to pay my tithes off of that, and I'm going to do this and this because y'all ain't going to want for nothing. I'm going to buy y'all a house, and I'm going to do this and that. No, you want that to consume of your own lust. You want that for you. You ain't going to think about the preacher. You ain't going to think about the church. You're going to go around and talk about the church. You're going to go around and talk about the preacher. We need to stop that line. God already know who you is. He show us who you are, but I treat you with love anyway. Because he said, with love and kindness have I drawn me. He said, I love you with an everlasting love. See, my love ain't going to stop for you, even though you talk about me. Because I got that genuine love. I got that agape love. I got that real love. I got that godly love. And the Bible says, brother loveth at all times. That means my love don't stop when you talk about me, when you lie on me, when you cheat on me, when you defame my name, amen. When you go around and say this and that and ungodly things about me, I still got love for you. Even when you turn your back on me, I still got love for you. When you told a lie on me, I'm still have love for you. When you say I ain't real, I ain't right, I still got love for you. See, that's what a genuine, a real Christian will do. They're going to love you at all times. Jesus loved us at all times. He said while we was yet sinners, he died for us. I got to love at all times because it's the God in me. Like Mary Man said, it's the God in me. Nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors but God. God's people don't go around the head hung down and looking like they ain't got no God, amen. We go and we cry our tears to God, and God got all those tears bottled up, and amen, God's going to turn our weeping and into joy. He's going to turn them tears and stuff into joy, and he's going to turn that mourning into laughter one day, and it's coming soon. It's coming real soon. Those that send God, hold on. Hold on just a little while longer, because I'm going to tell you, your change is coming. This too will pass. Oh, yes, it's going to pass. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. Glory be to God. I told you, I'm ready. I'm ready. I done rolled up my sleeve. I'm tired of the devil. Amen. We doing a war. And at that song, I was in a vision, and God showed me, and I was declaring war on the devil. Amen. And I was doing a holy dance. Amen. And I was saying, I declare war on the devil. Saints, it's time to declare war on the devil. You got to fight him with everything you got in you. Fight him with your heart. Fight him in prayer. Fight him in love. Fight him in forgiveness. Fight him in living right. Fight him in being holy. That's how you win. Doing what's right. Doing what's good. When you're doing good, you're winning. When you're doing what's right, you're winning. When you're living right, you're winning. When you're praying, you're winning. When you're serving God, you're winning. It don't matter what's going on, what the devil might make you look like or make feel like, but you win as long as you're doing what's right. Because he always causing us to triumph. We always walking in spiritual and heavenly places. Amen. We possess the land. We tell our souls, our feet is possessing the land. Amen. We're going back into the enemy's camp, and we're taking back what he stole from us. That's why we got to fight for our children, fight for our wives, fight for your friends, fight for your cousins, fight for your loved ones, fight for everybody that you love, fight for those that's unsaved, amen. Fight for the sinner man, fight for the drug addict man, fight for the alcoholic man, fight for the prostitute, amen. Fight for the one, the little girl that's being abused. Fight, 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 fight. We're doing spiritual warfare. There's a war going on. And it ain't with flesh and blood, but it's spiritual. Not carnal, but spiritual. But we are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. Look at James, still at the fourth chapter. Now we're at the fourth verse. He said, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Did you just not hear that? He said, adulterer and adulteresses. If you're a friend of the world, you are enemy of God. How are you going to be a friend to the world and a friend to God too? You can't do it. Because God, you know what? We in this world, but we're not of it. And the world, you know what? They love their own. And you know one thing about God, amen, you know, the world is everything that's against God. So we the one, we got to make sure that we love God more. You know, people always think that adulteresses and adulterers are people that mess with other people's husbands. No, adulteresses and adulterers also can be people, amen, that, you know, that's messing around on God. You're supposed to be married to God. God didn't say he was married to the backsliding, not the backslider, but the backsliding. He said he was married to you. That means you ain't always went back out there, and God still got some kind of hold on you where he can pull you back in. It's just like somebody might be right at almost at divorce, but the papers is not final yet. That means you still got a chance. That means God still can sign your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That he's not divorced you yet. So we got to come on and we got to pick up, church, and we got to fight. Stop fighting one another. Fight the devil. Fight the enemy. Amen. Would you rather fight or would you want to switch? A lot of people switching. They're switching, going back in the well, going back doing what the devil wants to do, throwing in the towel, talking about it ain't no use. But I'd rather fight than switch. Glory be to God. He just said that you're an enemy, you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. You can't serve two masters. That's what a hypocrite does. That's what somebody lukewarm does. Toss to and fro with every wind and doctor about a slate of men. Up and down. 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're down. 1 minute you feel good, 1 minute you don't. 1 minute you want to serve God, next minute you don't want to serve God. You're lukewarm. He said, I spew you out of my mouth. He said, I wish you would be hot or cold. Even God said, be one or the other. That means be real or you ain't going to be real. It's either black or white. Ain't no in-betweens in this. You ain't seen nowhere where there's something between heaven and hell. It's either you going to heaven or either you going to hell. You can't be in neutral in this thing. Okay, those just tuned in, James. And we're now at the fifth verse. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? The spirit ain't telling you stuff in vain. It ain't lusting us to be jealous. It's not in us to be jealous. It's not in us to be vain, to be useless. This is to help us. The word of God is supposed to be our food. It helps us to grow. It helps us to live. It helps us to know God. It strengthens us. It builds us. Amen. It matures us. See, the word of God does so many things, amen. Man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything, amen, that you're doing and that you're living is not because you're eating natural food. It's because you're eating spiritual food, amen. And just like you eat natural food, you got to eat spiritual food. You got to eat it every day. If you don't eat, amen, you'll end up, what? You'll be gone. Or you'll be spiritual, what? Nutritious. And see, a lot of times people, they don't realize they ain't got enough word in them. They're just like somebody that's anorexic. They ain't got enough words because they ain't been eating right. They ain't nothing but bones. That's all they is because they ain't been eating right. They try, hey man, that thing to eat, you know, somebody interacts, they'll eat something and then throw it up. And that's what a lot of us do. God give us something, something we don't like. We want to throw it up. We don't like it. We throw it out. We eat the parts we want to eat from the Word of God, and then the other parts that we want to eat, we eat. You can't do that. You got to eat the whole scroll. Can't just eat what you want to eat. You can't pick and choose what you want to do in the Word of God. You got to what? Put on the whole armor. He said, even to be able to stand. He said, and deal again, having done all to stay. So you got to do everything right, honey. And 99 ain't going to make it. You got to make 100 on this thing. I don't know who told you could do this, but you can't do that. It's all right to do this, but it ain't all right to do that, honey. You got to do everything that the Word says do. You can't leave nothing out. He said, because let me tell you something. He said, if you take away from his word or add unto it, the plagues in the back of that book will be added to you. That's in Revelation. Take away from God's word, add to it, and then it's supposed to be like that. God said that stuff's going to be on you. You better know what you're saying, and you better know what you're doing. See, that's why people, he said, my people pass for a lack of knowledge. See, people don't know their word. They don't read their word. They listen to anything somebody say. That's why I would say, follow along with the preacher. And a lot of times the people don't have understanding, and they don't have a teacher because they ain't got the Holy Ghost. It's like they let the flesh man teach them. That's why the Bible said, can't no man teach you. He's talking about the flesh man. It's the spiritual man in the preacher that teaches you. It's the spiritual man in your pastor or whatever they are to you that teaches you. You cannot let nobody teach you in their flesh. That means they call them. They ain't living right because they're going to teach it the way they want to see it or where they want you to think it or where they want you to see it. You got to have the Holy Spirit. It is the what? The teacher, the guider. He said, I bring all things back to your remembrance what I have said unto you. He's the one going to bring it back to you. He's the one that's going to tell you. He's the one that's leading you. He's the one that's guiding you. That's one of the trinities of God. That's one of his personalities. That's one of his spirits, amen. And you got to have to teach God's people. That's why so many people are being led wrong because they're under carnal-minded preachers, carnal-minded teaching, amen. They want to go to teachers like the Bible said in the book of Timothy, they heap up teachers with itching ears. They don't want sound doctrine no more. They go where people tell them what they want to hear. Let them do what they want to do. Those just tuned in. We're at the book of James, and we're now at 4th chapter, 6th verse. It says, but he giveth more grace where for he saith, God resisteth the proud, but give grace to the humble. God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. You think you better than somebody, your nose set up, you don't want to hear nothing, can't nobody tell you nothing. I already know that. I know this and that. See, that's why God said, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. When a man thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. He said, esteem others highly than yourself. And see, that's why God, I told people in our church, God showed me that scripture. A lot of people don't say it, but he showed me where the reason why he used Moses to bring the children out of Egypt, because Moses was the humblest man upon the whole earth at that time. He didn't come, even though Moses couldn't talk well. He said, God, I'm not even a well speaker. He said, who am I to go? Moses didn't feel worthy to go because he felt like he couldn't talk right. He's supposed to stutter or something. But God used him because he was humble. And people don't realize the humble that you are, the more God uses you. But if you proud, that means you think you're better than somebody. Can't nobody tell you nothing. He said, you know what? He exalts the what? He exalts the humble. And he abases the proud. That means he bring the proud down low. He don't want to have nothing to do with you. Because he ain't able to use you because you know more than him. You think you know too much. Then look at, amen, the book of James, and it's the last one. I hate I got to go because I'm telling you, I feel the fire burning within me. The 4th chapter, and it says, the 7th verse, 4th chapter. He says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He said, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. A lot of times people don't want to submit themselves to God. That's why the devil ain't leaving them, because they don't want to leave the devil. They don't want to humble themselves under God. He said, the devil will leave you if you what? Resist him. That means you tell him to go on. You don't want to do that. Don't have nothing to do with him. Be strong. Stop giving in to him. Caving in to the devil. He said he'll flee from them. He don't want to be having nothing to do with you. He know you're too strong for them. They know he know that you ain't weak. He know that you're strong-minded. He knows you ain't going to give up. Amen. But we are the people of God. We got to humble ourselves. So what? So God can use us anyhow and any way, any place and any time. And stop fighting against one another, talking about one another, tearing down one now. That's what the world do. We ain't the world. We're supposed to lift one another up. We're supposed to pray for one another, love one another, be tenderhearted to one another, forgive one another according to the word. But we're doing the opposite because the devil knows if he can divide the house, he know we won't stay. Good God Almighty, I wish I had a little bit more time. But I want to tell you, Jesus on his way back. And we better get this thing right, church. We better get right because we're getting ready to go home. And like that song you say, my grandma didn't even say, that morning train, amen, you better go on that morning train because that evening train might be too late. You better catch the first thing they say, the smoking. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the word of God is food to our soul. Father, for the word, Lord Jesus, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Father. And Father, I ask that you open up the knowledge and the wisdom in the people of God. Open up the eyes, Lord Jesus. Take the blinders off. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, God. Father, let us be as one, Lord Jesus. Let us walk in the newness of life in you, God. Father, supply their needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them trust in you with all their heart and not lean with their own understanding, Father. Let them give their thoughts over to you. Let them give their ways over to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, let them look to the hills from which cometh their help. Their help cometh from you, Father. You said, we trust in you and do good. You said, brother, we shall be saved. And even. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Everyone on the sound of my voice, touch them this morning, Father. Strengthen them where they're weak, where they're torn down. Build them up, God, in Jesus' name. We thank God for you being a world of faith, outreach ministry. At 10 a.m., we have Sunday school. 11 a.m., we have our worship. Tuesday night on Bible study, we have our Family Friends Day. Amen. On the fourth Sundays, but this month we'll be having it on the third Friday. So we ask y'all to come on and just come on and let's just praise the Lord. Amen. And let's just have a good time. Amen. And hopefully, you know, we bring in, you know, the New Year's right and love one another. Amen. Don't make no resolutions. Just love one another. Just do right. Do better. Amen. Glory be to God. And let's not only just give presents and gifts during Christmas time. Let's give presents and gifts all the time. Let's get a gift of love, amen. You can get that every day, amen. Glory be to God. There's no price on it, amen. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have price, amen. Just give that love, amen. Because love has a multitude of fault, amen. And love fulfills the whole law of God, amen. And you be blessed. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.